Ohio sports destination.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I find this whole situation to be very bizarre, and I feel like there's a lot of people who've quickly written it off. That's a word. Written it off.
It's a good thing you and I can talk, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing we're on the radio.
Yeah, no kidding.
My God.
Yeah.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh, it's a fun show today. You want to know why?
Why is that, Mike?
It's draft day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Finally, we're here.
Yeah.
The NFL draft. All the talking, it all stops tonight when the picks are made for real.
You know, Mike, how just every show we've done, basically for the last 3 months, all we've done is gone, well, you know, if Team X does Y,
then
Z
other shows do
good.
That.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
And pretty much every show in America today is breaking down the draft and who's going to go where and who's going to be good and who's going to be bad. And I want you to be rest assured that on this show, we're going to do none of it.
Mike, I have got actually
none of it.
Well, hang on. I didn't tell you this, but I do have a couple stone cold predictions for tonight.
You do?
Yeah. You ready for it?
Yes.
Hit me up. The Chicago Bears are the first team on the clock in the 2024 NFL draft.
That's not a prediction.
No, it is. Yeah.
That's real.
Well, but they could trade it. And
they're not going to trade it.
I'm saying they're not. I agree. That's what I just said. Bold prediction here.
Not going to trade it.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
No, I have another one.
All right, go ahead.
The Washington Commanders pick number 2 in the NFL draft. I got 32 more of these if you want.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you. We have other better things to get to today.
Okay, good.
While we're not going to talk much about the NFL draft, we do have special guests. We have fake Deion Sanders is here.
Oh, good.
To do some interviewing. We have the Queen here. In a tribute to the NFL draft day, she has ranked her top 10 lovers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be here. Mel Kiper will then be around to rate the Queen's top 10 lovers.
Okay.
So there's that.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of nonsense on the show today, which I hope you all appreciate.
Well, if you're wondering, why do we not seem to place importance on the NFL draft? We know it's very important. We know all these teams. We understand
important.
This is how you build your roster. This is how we are telling you that we're very stupid and we didn't watch enough college football to properly actually tell you if most of these guys are good picks or not.
No, can I tell you something? Nobody has.
Oh,
Colin Cowherd put out a list. He was talking about how this is the best draft for offensive tackles in the history of the draft.
Shut up.
And then, hold on. And then he put out his list of the top 10 tackles of all time, a list that included 2 guards on it. I'm just saying, you want to play this game?
Right.
I'm not interested in playing this game. Who knows more? I'm grading offensive tackles. Screw that. We'll see tonight.
No, and you know what? There are plenty of people, I'm sure, in the media who have watched enough. There are guys here at the station who've watched enough college football to have some reasonable opinions on it. I'm not saying no one knows what there's going on. There's plenty of people that know what's going on. If you think you came to this show today to hear two guys who usually spend most of their time talking about fart jokes and food suddenly tell you which fullback is going to be the game breaker for their offense, because you know fullbacks are big in the NFL, baby.
That's right.
They're coming back. Anyway, I'm just saying, we're honest with you. We don't know anything about what this draft is going to do, other than I told you like earlier in the week, I don't think any of these quarterbacks are good except for Caleb Williams. He's the one I think will pan out. That's it. That's my hottest take I got for you.
It is also Name That Hole Thursday.
A-hole.
So if you have a story you'd like to share with us and you want some judgment, who's a hole, if there's any hole in the story, then please do send it to us at Man and Bone 971 on the X. And you can text us 614-787-3093. Before we get to NFL draft goodies, big one last night for the Crew.
Oh, yeah.
They beat Monterey 2-1. So they move on now to the second leg, the away leg in this matchup. When is that? Next week?
Yeah, it's, I believe it is next. Well, here it's Wednesday, May 1st. And it is, I hate to say it, 10:15.
Too sleepy.
Yikes. That's a late. Well, I'll be up. I'll watch it, but I may have to pull an all-nighter.
Big victory last night, Bone.
Huge.
I was watching on the broadcast on FS1. They said it was the first time in 5 years that Monterey has lost in Champions Cup.
Yeah, it's they're one of the best teams in this region. The Crew obviously took a really big test yesterday at Lower.com Field. Being at the game, I have to tell you this, and I know we talk about him all the time. I know he's the name that everyone knows on the Crew. But folks, this is the glory days when people look back later in life and go, remember those days when this team was really good? Boy, I wish that was happening. You've got one right now that's an all-timer there, and you know what his name is.
Cucho Hernandez update.
Cucho Hernandez last night, man, had the goal early in the game to set the tone, but it's more than that. You have to, I'm at the game, we're sitting in the Nordeca, so I got the end zone view. I'm looking not on the screen that you'd see like if you're sitting and watching TV. I'm watching from the back. And let me tell you, this man runs like no forward I've ever seen in my
life. Oh, he's very a hustler. Rare.
I saw years ago, the only guy I can compare him to that I personally have watched, Liverpool, Mohamed Salah, one of the greatest players in the world on his day. I saw him in an exhibition match up at the Big House because I went up there to watch that them and Manchester United play each other. And for 45 minutes in the scrimmage, this Mo Salah just ran his ass off. It was unbelievable to watch. And I said, God, that is amazing. I've never seen a player do that. Now I watched Cucho Hernandez last night from almost the same vantage point in a different stadium. And I said, that's exactly what that's it. That's the thing. I'm snapping my finger and pointing like, oh my gosh, I see it again. This guy, I'm not saying he's Mohamed Salah. I'm not saying he's one of the best forwards in the world. I am telling you right now, he was the best player on a team full of greats for both those teams. He was the best player on the field, and nine and a half out of ten, he's the best player on the field in any game he's in. He's that good.
Is he, at this point, the best player who's ever played on the Crew?
Pure talent?
Pure talent.
And, like, work and all the other, yeah. I mean, there are guys, like Frankie Haddock ran his ass off, too. No one outmatched Frankie Haddock in effort. And Frankie had a distinguished, long international career, all these things. Frankie also is a player that came into MLS at a time where that was a different era of MLS. You have this guy transferred in for $10 million, and I feel like we got him for a bargain. Like, there will be teams from Europe, if they have any sense in their heads, who will call the Crew, already calling the Crew and saying, we'll give you $40 million for this guy. He's that good. I hope they don't take it. I hope that doesn't happen. I'm telling you, get to the LDC and watch this dude play. He's unreal. But last night it was Jason Russell Rowe played a hell of a game. Young guy, has had some moments where Crew fans have been on him for a little bit. Last night he had the assist on Cucho's goal and then scored the game winner. And he did everything right. They had Chiberko, one of their defenders they brought in from Ukraine last year. This guy played out of his mind last night. And then Darlington Nagbe, Diego Rossi, all these guys that we know are good for the Crew. They were playing great too. Aiden Morris, I don't know how he's not in Europe already. We're lucky we have him. Patrick Schulte, goalkeeper, we're lucky we have him. This is one of the greatest teams I've ever seen in black and gold. And obviously they proved that last year. They're still that good. They're still that team.
Why are you so negative?
Yeah, I would like to take a moment to pause on that. Because I know if you're a Browns fan, a Blue Jackets fan, OSU men's basketball fan, you may notice that I don't typically gush like this over those teams, and you might say, hey, Bone, why don't you do that for those other teams? Mike, do you have any idea why that might be?
The Crew are good and these other teams are not? Would that be it?
It's a real simple formula, folks. If the Blue Jackets do what the Crew do in the NHL, they do that version of it in the NHL, I will gush over them. If they get a Cucho Hernandez, I will gush over him. Guy on the ice who plays like Cucho, you got it. If the basketball Buckeyes go out and dominate the best teams in college basketball, I will say yes. Give them all the praise, the number one team in the country. You got to do it, though, right? If the Browns could actually put together a season where they don't middle their way to a playoffs, maybe kind of, and then crap out, I'll give them their praise, but you got to actually do it. What's wrong with that? I just want to see my teams do good. The Crew are the one team in this city, even more so than the Buckeyes, that have consistently delivered on the promises they have. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
I look at you. I'm so excited that you're excited. You're all decked out in your stuff today. You slept at the stadium last night. You were passed out.
I was hanging out. It was a good time. I was. I walked around. It's just, hey, Bone, and then hand me a beer.
I didn't get my invitation.
To go to the game?
Just to, hang out, meet people in the parking lot at the tailgate. I was down for that. I never got an invitation.
I don't know if you know how sports work. You're invited to all these games. Like the Reds are playing right now in Cincinnati.
I can get a ticket for the game, but I'm talking about going to the Bone tailgate.
There's no Bone tailgate.
Stuff is what tailgate did you go to?
I went to the tailgate that everyone goes to. They got it. The Crew, Nordeca has a tailgate.
All right, well, I wasn't invited to that.
Well, that's on you. You gotta go. Just go where the tailgate is. Get to the game.
No, I want to be invited.
All right.
Maybe give a speech.
I did walk back last night on the bike path. You were all worried about
that. In the
middle of the
night? I was worried about you.
In the middle of the... No. I did. I walked back and it was great. No problems.
Okay. We have a Cincinnati Bengal, not T. Higgins, requesting a trade. And the Queen will stop by to... In honor of the NFL draft, she's going to rank her top 10 lovers of all time. So if that interests you...
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33, causing some delay. And you can expect a couple minutes slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home, but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership, make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traction.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Bone, I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Did you know that when dudes get to their early and mid-30s, they start losing 2-3% of their testosterone production every year?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Did you
know that?
No. It happens gradually. And then before you know it, you just don't feel like the same man you did in your 20s and 30s. Maybe you have a decrease in libido. Maybe you're putting on weight, less productive at the gym, poor sleeping, sad or depressed. Well, those are the symptoms of low T. I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They will do a whole workup on you, and they'll give you your results right there in black and white. If you have low testosterone, the paper will say it. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. It is draft day today. We do have another Cincinnati Bengal requesting a trade. It's not T. Higgins. It is Trey Hendrickson. He says he wants to be traded. He wants a long-term deal. Well, his agent said that. Wants a long-term deal. Now, T. Higgins also wants to be traded, but he sort of, I don't want to say backed off that. I'm sure he would still like to be traded, or he would like to get a long-term deal. I think that he and his people are realistic, though, that that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I tend to think that's what we're seeing now, right? There's not a, as much as I don't like the fact that guys who do put in a lot of good work and do a good job for their team, I don't like the fact the business of sports, especially the NFL, makes it so that it's tough for them to get the payday they probably deserve. But that's the realities the Bengals are looking at. They've got to keep their star players happy, and they got to pay all those guys. And at some point, you're going to have guys who also seem like they're star players or are pretty close to star players who aren't going to get the check they want. So, yeah, that leaves you in a tough spot.
They picked up Ja'Marr Chase's fifth-year rookie option, which was a mere formality, and that's for the 2025 season, not for next year. It'll never come to that. They'll work out a long-term deal. I wouldn't be surprised if they work out a long-term deal with Ja'Marr Chase before the season starts.
It wouldn't shock me either. I agree with you. I think that's how you build a team, though, right? You got to have that ability to recognize very instantly, or very quickly, rather, what is going to work for you and what you think is worth investing in and what's not.
Every single show around the country today is doing NFL draft preview. And we're not going to do that. I mean, we have the draft tonight here on The Fan. We got a special draft show with Timmy and Tyvis. They're going to get you ready at 7 o'clock, and then the draft comes on the air at 8. We'll have all of it here on The Fan. But we thought we would bring in some special guests to honor today. Our first guest is the Queen.
Oh, hello! In celebration of the NFL draft, I will now rank my top 10 lovers of all time. Number 10, Baron von Snatchkruff. Oh, I met a wily German in the countryside. He had a big, thick beard. He would dip it in mineral oil and rub it all over my body. Number 9, the Earl of Twat. The Earl was a rather gentle lovemaker. Not necessarily always my style, but for some reason, the Earl of Twat always made it work. Usually, Lizzie likes it rough. Number 8, Chairman Mao. His signature move was the people's elbow. Number 7, Viggo Mortensen. Oh, Viggo and I would go back and forth on the channel. And every time that train car would go down to the depths of the sea, he would go down into the depths of me. And he rode me like Hidalgo. Number 6, Lord Picklesquirt. The Lord was a country gentleman. He took me into the show me his barn and all of his steeds that he kept there. And that is when he mounted me. Number 5, Duke Flapdong. I can tell you with quite certainty, pee-pee worky fine. Number 4, Count Guzzlefinch. The Count and I met in the hills of Romania, where he fed me a steady diet of brandy and small little snails. I've always heard oysters were an aphrodisiac, but let me tell you, whatever the hell was in those small little snails got the Queen going. Number 3, Lord Beaverqueef. Oh, I've heard Duchess Kumquat talk about her experiences with Lord Beaverqueef, but no one rattled the headboard like me and the Beav. Number 2, Jeff from Cardiff. Not a royal, not a gentleman, he's just a plumber from Wales. But let me tell you something, my pipes were clogged. And when I needed them to be snaked, Jeff was there. Number 1, Lady Mufflecrunch. Don't get me wrong, Lizzie loves her bangers and mash, but the one who pleased me the most was a lady. Oh, if only Billie Eilish was banging back then. She'd probably be number 1 on this list. That's all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you for stopping by.
She is a prodigious lover, shall we say.
I mean, she knows what she likes.
Yeah.
She's been around, and she has lots of opinions on things. Actually, speaking of opinions, so we had the Queen breaking down her top 10 lovers. And now we have ESPN draft expert Mel Kiper in here to break down the Queen. How you doing over there, Mel?
Guys, thank you very much for having me in here. Here are that list, you know, a couple of shocking picks right there. But really, focusing on just a few of them right here. Earl of Twat, you know, very gentle, you know, not too upright, not too rigid. You want to have just some gentleness with the lovemaking. So very nice to see that right there. I got to tell you, number 7, Viggo Mortensen did the Lord of the Rings movies where he got to perfect his sword play. That was something that was very, very important, very key to the Queen. Things that she was looking for, the relationships, the sword play, very good right there. Duke Flapdong, you know, hearing the pee-pee worky, that's pretty good. Like to see that. Lord Beaverqueef, I got to tell you, number 3, Lord Beavercueef, you've been getting some publicity lately. It makes the headlines. Nice to see him there in the top three. I thought, I tell you, 2-1. This is where the shocker came. Jeff from Cardiff, normal guy, you know, normal Joe, plumber, like the everyman, thought he was going to go number one overall, but then boom, boom. I mean, Lady Muffle Crunch. I am gonna, you know, nobody's business but your own. You know, people's sexual preferences are nobody's business but their own. Not like there's anything wrong with that. I mean, you know, sometimes late night, you know, watching film with Todd McShay and up against a Xerox machine, things happen. A couple cups of coffee too much, you know. But I got to say, you know, it was a pretty good list. I see the Queen got their top 10 lovers, and good for her. Real good for her.
Thank you, Mel.
The way that Mel Kiper said, like the way he pauses where he says sexual preferences, like just the way he himself is very rigid. You can tell as he talks.
He's very passionate.
Very passionate, yeah.
Is this the last draft for Mel? Did he say that, or am I hallucinating?
I don't remember.
I haven't heard that.
Okay, maybe I'm just hallucinating.
No, we don't want that.
No, we don't want that. Yeah. I didn't know if he was retiring.
I think I saw this making the rounds on social media. It was 30 years since he had his thing with the Colts general manager. That was, you guys did,
yeah, that was,
don't remember this?
Yes, and yeah. He just died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bill Tobin.
Bill Tobin. Yeah, Duke's father, right?
Yes. What did he have with the Duke of blanking Tobin on this. What did he do? What was it?
Jim Harbaugh was part of it, and it was just, Ted, do you remember this? It was the way Tobin went at him.
Well, they had passed on Trenton Dilfer is what it was, and they were talking about how, you know, Mel was saying, hey, you have to have, like, a quarterback, and the Colts, he was saying, this is why the Colts are going to be the Colts forever, and they're not going to win games.
Because they passed on Trent Dilfer.
It was Mel really arriving. He was still kind of this unknown, and Tobin called him a jock sniffer or something like that, or he couldn't hold anyone's jock. Yeah. Why are we listening to this moron? He has never played a down of football in his life. And Mel was just kind of sitting there, stoic, at the desk, taking it all and not caring.
Yeah, you know, and then just said anyway.
Yeah.
You still suck. I don't care.
Said his piece and just said what he, you know, shrugged his shoulders and went back on his analysis.
You know what? I will say this for Mel Kiper. I don't always enjoy the mock draft where it's like, I've changed it 19 times.
That's what he gets paid to do.
I know. That's good for everybody who gets sucked up in that. Good for you. I choose not to run. I just like to let that happen. And then I wait till tonight. I'll enjoy all the breakdowns of all these guys who've studied all this stuff. But what I'm saying is, I do appreciate the amount of knowledge that guy has, even if I get a little nauseated by the 15th mock draft of the year where we're changing things just to change them, it seems like, at some point.
Felix Akpara hit the portal. Scotty Middleton hit the portal. Where are they going? We have the destinations. We'll tell you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got some slow traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70, and a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
It is Name That Hole Thursday. Send in your hole stories at Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. A very special happy birthday to my friend, Joe Tardy.
Oh, is it Joe Tardy's
Resident
birthday today?
Fact checker here on the show. It is Joe Tardy's birthday today. And Joe, I forgot to tell you, this is what I'm doing now. I'm just talking to Joe on the show.
You're on a radio station where lots of people are listening, but you're using this to talk to your friend Joe Tardy.
Joe, some people that we both know said they're doing a reunion on June 22nd, a CRX reunion. Hmm. And the only way I'm going is if you go with me. So that's the end of that. I'll talk to you later.
Have you ever, I mean, do you text him? Do you call him?
We text many times a day.
Okay, good. All
right. Many times a day, often nudes. Okay. Lots of nudes.
Good. Now, I do know Joe Tardy, for those who wonder why I would say, like, oh, Joe Tardy, because he will text the show during the show often to correct us.
Yes.
And occasionally give some nice praise if something is warranted.
But he's always right.
Oh, no, he is.
He's like, always right.
He I've not met this guy.
No, ironically, in his own life, he's always wrong. But when he listens to this show, always right.
I am impressed by the knowledge that he has, is what I'm saying.
Yes, it's his birthday. Today's my guy.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Transfer portal stuff. Felix Akpara commits to Tennessee. Scotty Middleton is going to Seton Hall. Oh, and we forgot to talk about this yesterday. Oakland's Trey Townsend is transferring to Arizona, Ohio State.
Did we know that yesterday?
I don't know if that became yesterday. I saw it at the end of the show.
Oh, okay. It didn't
so
come down until
Timmy
later.
Timmy is sad. You're sad. I'm sad. Now, there was a thing going around on social last night saying Trey got wind that Ohio State wasn't following through with their NIL payments. And his people heard about that, and that's the reason why he didn't choose Ohio State. Trey responded to that tweet directly and just said lies.
Right.
So
yeah. Look, man, I have ceased to be the person who believes that Ohio State is an elite basketball school, because we're not. We don't treat it like it is an elite program. We don't have an arena that treats it like it's an elite program.
You think they should.
Oh, I think
they're just not.
I think we have the capability to be it. I don't think this university values it. I don't think the boosters value it. And I saw that just with how this all, you know, end of the season, all this stuff has gone down. We're not. How could you look at, if you're a basketball player, how could you look at Arizona and Ohio State men's basketball right now and say one of them takes it seriously, one of them is just kind of, you know, farting around? Like, I hope I'm wrong. I hope John, or him too, I'm going to do it all year. I hope Jake Diebler changes it. I hope John Diebler can get past the nepotism laws and he can help be a part of this coaching staff. I hope.
Can he put a jersey on and just shoot threes?
Right. I hope all that happens. But I also have to be realistic. And my job is to analyze what I'm seeing. And what I'm seeing is you are essentially looking at a school that said, we spent so much on football, we can't spend as much on basketball. That's where the priority is. And I don't mean they should spend equal amounts on basketball and football. I mean they should spend commensurate amounts. If you spend whatever it is to be a top five football program, which you know they do here in NIL and everything, coaching, everything, you should, if you think you can be an elite school, you should spend that type of money on basketball. But they don't. They don't prioritize it. It's not considered. They're hoping, fingers crossed, to hit lightning in a bottle with Jake Diebler, and it magically works out that we get back to Final Fours. I'm not of the opinion that that's the formula to do it. I hope I'm wrong.
Here's the important stuff. The White Sox are 3-21. They are losing in the bottom of the ninth, 6-2 to the Twins. However, this is the top of the ninth. I'm sorry. Bases are loaded and two outs. If Jimenez hits a grand slam here, I'm going to run around the station with my shirt off and yell.
I hope. You know what?
Is this Jimenez? Yes. Yeah. If he hits a grand slam,
perfectly capable
to tie the game
at
six, of course. He's the best power hitter on the team. That's not saying much. But I'm just saying, if there was a guy to hit a grand slam, he's at the plate right now.
Now, Teddy, here's how you know he thinks there's at least a chance of it happening. Because he said he'd take his shirt off and run around. If he said he'd take his pants off and run around, then you'd know he believes there's absolutely no shot of this happening.
I assume if I take the shirt off, I mean, people are just grossed out, but I'm not getting reported to HR. If I take the pants off, that's the end of my career.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to end my career for a 3-21 baseball team.
I know that. I'm saying you know that there's a sliver of a chance this could happen, but it's still not likely.
We'll keep you up to date.
Yeah.
You know, Deion Sanders is the head coach at Colorado now, but before he was coaching college football, he was working the NFL draft for NFL Network, and he would go out and he'd be the guy on the floor interviewing the big stars, the dudes who were just drafted. And I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say he was the worst interviewer of all time. Yeah. He had no questions at all. He would just sort of stare at you and smile and say, how you doing, until you eventually said something. He was the worst of all time.
It was like a vibes interview, not really like...
It was terrible.
I'm just going to stand here and you're going to go, wow, I'm talking to Deion Sanders. And he's going to go, uh-huh. And how are you doing?
He didn't know who he was talking to half the time.
No.
We actually have some audio of Deion Sanders talking to famous people. How about radio legend Mike Francesa? Would you like to hear that?
Let's hear it.
Here's Deion Sanders and Mike Francesa.
Prime Interviews with Primetime himself, Deion Sanders. Today's special guest, Mike Francesa.
Mike Francesa.
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm good, Prime. How are you?
How are you doing?
I don't know what you want from me. I already thought I'm doing great. I'm doing well. Doing well. Good to talk with you, legendary NFL player. How are you doing?
It's not about me. It's about you. Radio.
Yes, radio.
You're on the radio.
I work at radio. Yeah, that's what I do.
Wow. How you doing, though? On the radio. How you doing?
I don't. Am I doing something with this guy? What is this? I don't even know what I'm doing here. I'm trying to talk and have a conversation. All you ask me is how I'm doing. I don't know how I'm doing. How are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to me right now? This is garbage, Dion. Garbage what you're giving me right now.
Super Bowl.
This has been Prime Interviews with Deion Sanders.
All right, here's an update for you.
Uh-huh.
So Eloy struck out.
This is the White Sox. Right, yeah. They had bases jacked.
Yeah.
Down four.
With one out. Now there's two outs, okay? But Robbie Grossman or Grossman.
Rex's brother.
Oh, what happened now? Ground ball to second base.
It's out. It's done.
Game's over.
See ya. All right. Cash the check.
Good news, Reds fans. Someone's just tied your record. Because the Reds started the 22 season 3-22. And my Chicago White Sox have just matched that. They are 3-22. And if Pedro Grifol, the manager of the White Sox, hasn't shot up heroin before, I'm sure he will on the plane ride back.
Is that when one does? I don't know. I would say in between winning games and then shooting.
That's not going to happen.
Well, then, right. Then shooting up heroin is the other extreme. When you're this bad, maybe what the solution is to just give up. Trust me, buddy. I'm saying, as the manager, you just walk away and say, it ain't for me. Here, it's not working. He should be asked to go immediately. That shouldn't even be a question.
Well, Ozzie Guillen
shouldn't even get to this point.
Dressed in a velvet hoodie right now for the postgame show.
He's dressed like a Three Musketeer. I love this.
He said,
one of the Musketeers.
Before the series started, if the White Sox don't win a game in Minnesota, don't even come back to Chicago. Don't even come back.
That's right. Oh, I cannot fathom what it's like in the Chicago media.
They don't care today.
Market.
Because they're all excited about Caleb Williams.
No. I know that, like, on the radio, they're going to all be talking about the inevitable thing they all know is happening, which is they're getting a quarterback. They think he's really good. I'm saying for the rest of the year, anytime the White Sox come up, it is just going to be vitriol and anger from anyone who cares
about it. Brutal.
On media. And as
disgusting. Speaking of vitriol and anger, someone who makes Timmy very angry. We'll talk about him next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit some slow traffic on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70 and expect a slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Their BMI is higher than their IQ. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Thursday. It is Name That Hole Thursday. Send in tweets at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. I am getting some messages on the burner phone saying that our voices sound weird today. I don't know why that is. We have no filter on. You know what? If we sound weird to you today, tell us where you're listening to us.
Yeah.
Because sometimes like iHeartRadio app doesn't work right.
Yeah, we've had a few people text us saying they were listening on certain apps and we sounded like our voices were deeper. I don't know.
I wish they were.
You don't sound any deeper to me. You're different.
Well, I got my low T treatment.
Oh, there you go, Tim.
This week, so yeah. It's working pretty good.
Shot through the ass and you're to blame. You give T a bad name.
What was that? What was that? Trying to sing
the NFL draft.
Are you being Westwood One guy now?
On Westwood One.
That guy. Listen.
It's time for the NFL draft.
If you've ever listened to a CBS radio product, which you may not know that you did, but this guy used to do a lot of work for CBS radio, and one of those things was Westwood One, which is the NFL, which we sometimes carry here on the station. And like the little NFL music plays, the CBS music plays. And then you hear him just, It's the it's one of the deepest voices I've ever heard.
His name is David Lee.
Look up David Lee, voiceover artist.
His website is davidleeimaging.com.
Not David Lee,
not the baseball
Roth.
Player.
David Lee Imaging. He's a big Packer player. Fan. He's in Green Bay, so his entire website is like Packer colors.
Also, for those who are of a certain age who grew up in Columbus, you might remember back in the late 90s, there was a rock station called the Big Wazoo. If you ever remember that station and you remember the voice guy who would say, the Big Wazoo, like that, that's David Lee. That's what this guy
Teddy,
did.
Teddy, actually, can you go to his website and pull up one of his demos? We'll just play it live on the air.
If this is making us sound like David Lee, then I say don't change it. Let's keep it. Whatever's happening,
Bad
let's go.
Food one. Yeah. Give me some cigarettes.
And this guy's like a skinny guy, too.
What do you have, Teddy?
Yeah, I have some for
All
you.
Right, give me some. Yeah.
The following is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
Oh, my God.
Your new rock station.
Yes!
431, The Blaze. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour. Every day. News Radio 600. KOGO. This is Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Mike's going to help us put on a little demonstration here today.
Yeah, cool. What are we going to do?
I'm going to kick you right in the groin, Mike.
Oh, we don't have to go that far.
You see, had Mike covered the important stuff, he wouldn't be on the ground writhing in pain right now. News Radio 600 KOGO. Always covering the important stuff.
Oh.
Like a perfect lover.
Oh,
satisfaction.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Let me tell you something.
Oh, it moved. Oh, my God.
Now, look.
That guy knows exactly what he's doing all the time.
A lot of that stuff is done in the editing room.
I don't care. No.
Not him. Can you imagine David Lee sidling up next to you at a bar, and you're a nice-looking chica?
Yeah. Can I buy you a beer?
I can't even do it.
You know what
can
I will
buy
say?
You a beer?
To your point, Mike, it's funny because when I go out in public sometimes, people say, your voice isn't as deep when I talk to you in public as what I hear on the radio. Your voice sounds different. And I'll say yes, because there are, like, that guy has some of, like, the deepest voice tones I've ever heard. But if you were out in regular, like, with white noise out there, just in a bar, background noise, you can't hear half that stuff. Your ears won't pick it up. Microphones pick it up and then amplify it so you can really tell. So to your point, it does, in fact, take it being in the studio. But I'm quite sure if that guy, like Paul Keels, when you talk to Paul, Paul's got a deep voice. When Paul gets on the microphone and tries to have a deep voice, no one here can match what Paul can do.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Pants just
fly right off our bodies.
Right.
But this guy, David Lee, he's making James Earl Jones sound like a Looney Tune.
You're right. That's a good, yeah.
My gosh.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. When I heard the Big Wazoo as a kid in this market, I was, my pants flew off my body and I didn't even know what was going on. I was just like, I got to listen to Godsmack and Pearl Jam and Saliva and just listen to this dude talk.
Yes.
That's
time,
it.
Time for click, click, boom.
That's actually, you know what? That's pretty good what you just did.
Greg Norman, Timmy's guy and Teddy's guy. Says he's open to the idea of Liv playing 72 holes. Now Liv is LIV, Roman numerals.
54.
For 54.
Also just not what they set out to do.
But now John Rahm says, maybe we should. And now Greg Norman says, yeah, maybe 72. We have to think about it.
What a bunch of idiots. Do you know what the Roman numeral is for 72?
What's that? Like Lexi or something?
It's LXX.
Lexi.
Lexi. Hey, Lexi. They're playing 72 holes on Lexi.
Now, I did get a kick out of this quote from Greg Norman, where he said, I mean, would it be worth putting something on TV on Thursday? Would that be worthwhile for us?
No, I don't think it would.
Nothing you put on TV is worthwhile for you.
Let's give them more.
You're paying for it. It's an infomercial.
Well, if you're following the rule, give the people what they want, then maybe they should subtract holes from their tournament. I know we have to take a break, but I have a question for the golf guys on this, because I genuinely wonder about one thing with Liv that seemingly you would argue this could make them be the best golf league that everyone would want to watch. And if they continue going on the path they're on and they don't see the ratings change, I think we have to have a conversation about why do people even bother watching golf? Like, what is the thing that they go for? Is it the big names or is it the tournaments and the places you're going? Because
you know what it is. We just watch the Masters. That's what it is.
They have all those
meaningful
guys.
Events.
They have almost all these guys now.
And still nobody wants to watch
it. No one wants to watch it because people want to watch what they're used to, not this new thing. And I don't know if that'll ever change.
The Bengals are getting frustrated. I'm going to tell you why.
Coming up next.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 10-minute slowdown if you need to travel northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue, and expect a 5-minute delay on eastbound 161 between Sunbury Road and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Extra large, extra stupid. This is Man and Bone.
All right, we got to the bottom of it. So if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, stop.
Yeah.
Because it's their error, not ours. So if you're doing it through a smart speaker in your house, you just said, hey, listen to 97.1 The Fan. A lot of times it will default to iHeartRadio. Get off of there. Listen on the Fan app or stream us on the website. But get off iHeartRadio because our voices sound weird.
For now. We don't know.
Maybe
they'll fix it at some point, and we don't. We don't have any control over that. That's not us.
No. It's draft day. Maybe you're tuning in expecting lots of analysis. We don't have it for you. Good news. Other people do. What we've decided to do instead is remember when Deion Sanders was interviewing people on the floor of the NFL draft. And how he never really asked anybody any questions. And he was the worst interviewer of all time.
Bring it. Prime Interviews with Primetime himself, Deion Sanders. Today's special guest, Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Deion. How you doing?
You got a beard.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah, well,
how you doing with the beard?
I just don't have a whole lot of time to shave it, you know.
Quarterback!
Not throw interceptions. Yeah.
You're a quarterback!
Yeah, Deion.
How's that work?
Yeah, well, I drop back in the pocket and I scan the field, and Coach Pags tells me what to do, and I just try not throw interceptions. I'm trying to get better at that. It's on me. It's on me.
When you're doing that, do you ever think to yourself, what am I doing? How do I do it better?
Yeah, I just want to be more like Aaron Rodgers. I'm making too many mistakes.
How's he doing?
It's on me. It's my fault. I got to put the team on my back. Excuse me.
Much respect for the Amish.
This has been Prime Interviews with Deion Sanders.
We all just want to be more like Aaron Rodgers. Don't we?
Those are clips that have aged perfectly. Mm-hmm. Just perfectly.
This is from... Why'd you give this to me?
Who?
This is from Florio.
I didn't give it to you.
Teddy, this... Why do you give me the Florio article?
Well, you know
which
why.
One was it?
Just to troll why. Me. It's the Bengals Paycor lease thing.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
In the article, he says, according to Scott Wortman of the Cincinnati Inquirer, why didn't you give me the Warts article?
Yeah, let's read from the Wart Man.
Why would I want to do that? You don't even know that guy.
That's exactly right, Teddy. I agree with you.
So anyway, Florio says, the Bengals' lease at Paycor Stadium runs through 2026, and the Bengals are getting impatient with the pace of the talks. According to the Wart Man of the Cincinnati Inquirer, communications between the team and Hamilton County reveal growing frustrations between the team and the government entity responsible for the stadium. The team has grown concerned that there isn't really a political will for any deal.
Oh. Huh.
That is a quote from Bengals Vice President Tony Blackburn.
It's almost like that stadium was built in a manner that caused a lot of ill will at the time in that area about how much money was financed by the local people. And so now that we're what are we, 20 years on from that? 25 years on from when they built that place? Now, suddenly, they're shocked that the same ownership group is there, and a lot of the same local politicians, probably some still have memories of that. They don't want to seem to have the energy to do this again. That's surprising.
The local government there in Hamilton County wants the NFL to pay for at least $100 million worth of upgrades. And so they're holding steady on that. The Bengals have until June 2025 to decide whether to exercise the first of 5 2-year extensions of the lease. If they decline that option, the Bengals would be on track for geographic free agency after the 2026 season. Geographic free agency.
Good.
They're
going to
hit the portal.
Good band name, geographic free agency. Man, I get so sickened by these teams that they get the support from the community. They get the support that they want to build their stadiums. Everybody seems like, even if it's not the best deal for the local people, they all pony up and try to do what's right, air quotes, what's right, to keep the team there. And then the team benefits wildly from that partnership. Yeah, the local government does too, I guess. But reality is, the billionaire owner has every means to conduct himself in a way, or herself, to build a stadium, get this all done. And there are some necessary things that teams have to do to keep up, you know, these structures, make sure the roads around them are good. But in reality, it's on the team to want to build this stuff or to maintain their stadium in this case. Why is that suddenly the second a city goes, or a county, we're not sure if we want to pay for that? Oh, great, I have geographical free agency, so I can just leave. That's horrible.
Only threat they have. That's why.
It undercuts the entire sports thing that we've built here, though. Right? If you don't have that trust that your team's going to be there in 30 years, why do you want to tell your kids, hey, let's go to a game. Hey, let's go have fun. Let's enjoy this. Let's get into this. If you know they're just going to go away anyway.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to the top 10 tonight. He's probably going, I would assume, number 4 to the Cardinals. But in the offseason, he didn't do anything. He didn't really do anything at the combine. He showed up. He talked to some teams, but didn't do testing. Didn't do any of the workouts. Didn't really do anything at pro days. Right?
No. He didn't. He said he didn't have to. Talk to everybody he needed to. They were happy with what he was doing.
Well, here is what Marvin Harrison Jr. is telling NFL media now. He said, that's not why I decided not to do anything, because I was confident in where I was going. You know, whatever happens, whoever drafts me, I think they've done their research and I've talked to them. They understand where my health is and they know my skills and my skill set. We decided what's best for us, to prepare for the NFL season, not prepare for the combine or pro day or anything like that. So take our time, do our due diligence, also resting after the season, getting your body right. I'm training to play football. That's what we've got to do at the end of the day. So we trained to play football instead. Now, he's saying that a lot of these guys will train specifically for workouts at the combine to get the best numbers they possibly can. He is saying, I don't care about that. I know where I'm going. I'm a first round pick. I'm a top 10 pick. You know that. I know that. I'm going to spend my time trying to get better as a football player, not to try and run in a straight line quickly.
Yeah. I will say, I think there are very few players that actually could have that perspective. Probably it helps. I'm not saying that he's the only
one. Second rounder can't get away with that. He gets away with it.
Second rounder can't get away with it. But you know who else can't get away with it? A lot of times is, you know, if there is a player who is saying, this would be life-changing money for me, whether your family was fairly wealthy, fairly poor, or anywhere in between, NFL money is different, right? It's going to change a lot of people's lives if you get that money and you get to be that first rounder. And if that has to do with your 40 time or your shuttle time or whatever you can bench at the combine, I understand why lots of guys engage in that. You know who doesn't have to engage in that? The son of a former NFL great who has all the film and has proven it in college. He does not need it to change his life from a financial standpoint. He already has everything he needs to show on film. That's a unique combination, isn't it? We talked about, was it Josh Rosen? Wasn't he the guy with UCLA?
Yes.
That I used to love and was clearly wrong about?
We're wrong on that.
Well, but remember, his family was apparently fairly well-to-do. And people, they looked at that and said, that's a knock on him, because he doesn't need this. He's not desperate to play football. His family will be financially well off without playing football. And I thought at the time that was just a ridiculous thing to criticize a guy for.
The knock on him should have been, he's not any good.
Well, yeah. Right. And maybe he wasn't, because maybe he wasn't as dedicated to it or something like that. But you could also look at Josh Rosen's film in college and say, there were some rough spots. There were some things that needed improved on. You go look at Marvin Harrison's film. There's nothing that you see that says, well, he's just going to be a bust. There's nothing you look at and say, he's potential, but he needs a lot of work. A lot of people look at him. NFL people have looked at him for the last 2 years and said, this guy's the best wide receiver coming out of college, no matter what, and could be a day one starter in the NFL. So why would he need to do any of this? He doesn't have to prove it from a financial standpoint, because getting drafted in the first or second round makes a huge difference to him. And he knows he's getting drafted in the first round because the film is good. So I don't think this will be a trend that you won't see a lot of guys working out at the combine, that kind of thing. But what a great luxury to have for him, where he says, I don't have to go practice a 40 time. He's right. 40 times don't do anything for you once you get past the combine, do they? If you're the fastest guy at the combine, does that mean you're a good wide receiver in the NFL? No. It gives you a chance to get open a little bit easier right off the bat. But then defenses adjust. They catch up. And if you can't run routes, and if you can't catch a ball, and if you can't do all the other things you should be doing, you're not going to play in the NFL. So I don't blame him at all for saying, I'm just going to focus on being a football player.
Back in 2019... we did a mock draft on this show. We were drafting real players, but we decided, let's have our fake voices draft the real players.
Okay.
I can't believe this was 2019, so 5 years ago is when this was. Here are the choices I have for you. You pick who you want to hear from. Jeff Rimmer, my wife, Chops, Chuck Amato, Paula Poundstone, and Greta Van Susteren. Well, they did it together.
We'll do that one maybe.
Or radio legend Mike Francesa.
I would like to hear Chuck Amato. It's been a while. Slash now Philip Rivers. But at the time, this was Chuck Amato's
voice. At the time, it was Chuck Amato. Now it's morphed into Philip Rivers. He had the 10th pick in the draft. Here's Chuck Amato.
With the number 10 pick in the NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Dwayne Haskins, quarterback from Ohio State. I almost beat Ohio State with Philip Rivers. Double overtime. Double cheese, my man Phil. He gets his wife pregnant 5 minutes after she gives birth. Yeah, you give it to her, Phil.
That didn't age well.
I didn't know he
was drafting Dwayne Haskins.
I didn't know that either. I'm sorry.
Bad. You know what? I blame the iHeartRadio app.
I do too. You know, Mike, it might be a good idea to listen to these before you suggest play them on the air.
That defeats the purpose.
No, it doesn't, actually. You can just listen to it and say, you know what? Let's not bring up the Chuck Amato one. You could do that.
I could do that. You're right. I forgot that Dwayne went in the 2019 draft.
It's weird that that's only... because 2020 has thrown my perspective off on time. 2019 to now is only 5 years. You could convince me that was 15 years ago.
R.I.P. Dwayne.
Yes, of course.
Coming up next... Deshaun Watson has a new gig. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle that's on southbound 270's on-ramp from East Broad Street, and that's on the East Outer Belt. And we've got a five-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and 3rd Avenue. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit OaksRoofingandSiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Dumb, very dumb. This is Man and Bone.
Man and Bone, brought to you by our friends, the Hinder Motor Company. We've done a lot on the show so far. We have had, the Queen has come here and she's ranked her top 10 lovers in honor of the NFL draft. We had Mel Kiper break down the Queen's top 10 lovers. We offended the memory of Dwayne Haskins. We inadvertently did that.
That was an accident. Yes.
Depending on where you were listening to us, we either sound or sounded like crap.
Yeah, the iHeart app today apparently has us sounding like, hey, how's it going? We're the guys. Hello. We sound like whale versions of ourselves. We sound like Bobby Carpenter versions of
it's
ourselves.
It's not whale. It's Wale. I wonder, what would Bobby sound like on the iHeartRadio app? Probably like a British person.
It would like be the inverse? Yes. It would like speed him up?
I
see.
Super Wale.
Yeah.
Jeff Rimmer did a mock draft pick back in 2019. Shall we hear that?
Who did he pick? O.J. Simpson?
No, I went back and listened to it.
Nothing controversial.
The person he chose is still living.
Okay, good, good.
And
this
in
is
the
good.
League. With the sixth pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Ed Oliver, defensive tackle from Houston. Ed Oliver reminds me of Oliver Twist, which was written by my good friend Charles Dickens. We would hang out together in 1841 and get ripped at the Crooked Willie in Oxfordshire. Hello! There you go. Thank you, Rims.
There you go. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? We didn't think about it. Rimmer's retired now.
He is retired now. Yeah.
Still with us, thankfully. He's
getting ripped at
retired.
The Crooked Willie with his yapper dogs.
Ripped at the Crooked Willie. Sounds like a fun time.
Shall we hear my wife make
a
pick?
Let's hear your wife make a pick.
I don't know. Full
All
disclosure.
Right. Okay.
I have not listened to this since 2019. This is 5 years old.
All right. All
Let's
right.
see what she has to say.
With the fifth pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Devin White, linebacker from LSU. I know he's better than my husband, who sucks. I hate this guy. I can't wait for the UPS guy to come over so he can plow me. Be nice to be satisfied for a change.
All right.
Wow.
So, yeah, all that's real.
Yeah, let's put it all out there.
All that's real.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay.
That's good. I'm glad we did that.
Deshaun Watson has a new job.
What's the new job, Mike?
He is an influencer.
Uh-huh.
He has...
What has he decided to influence on the behalf of, by chance?
Well, I don't
was
know
it
why...
Any, was it any particular... Like a coffee maker, maybe?
I don't know why Deshaun Watson needs to be an influencer for anything.
He's an NFL quarterback.
He's got so much money.
Literally, the most ever given to a quarterback, guaranteed. Yes.
All right. Anyway,
the most ever.
Deshaun Watson has signed an influencer deal with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Come on. No, I know he did because I saw he was over there. I know about this.
He took a trip over there. He was posting pictures with himself. And who was he with? He was with...
It was the guy. He's a Saudi,
Saudi prince
by the name of
Abdullah bin Mossad.
Who is a very, apparently... very influential guy on X/Twitter, Saudi49ER, like Saudi 49er. That's his Twitter handle. He has a million followers, and apparently he's one of the biggest NFL fans in the world,
okay,
according to the article that Mary Kay Cabot wrote to try to make this, to sports watch this for Deshaun Watson. So that was nice of her to do.
He said, Deshaun did, I had a nice time visiting Saudi Arabia, learned a lot about the original Saudi culture and society. He said he went to lots of soccer games. He tagged the prince in his post as well on social media when he made this. He said, God willing, we'll see, and then he put football emoji, in Saudi Arabia soon. So that's the new thing for the Saudis. They're trying to get an NFL game in Saudi Arabia, and they've decided to enlist the help of Deshaun Watson for that.
You know, look. We have talked a lot about the Saudi government.
I don't think
and
this really
various...
needs commentary, does it? I mean, we're just throwing it out there for...
No, here's where my commentary
is. Go ahead.
Not on the Saudi government. Like I said, we've talked about that with Liv and all these other things they've done. Deshaun Watson, if you are talking to anyone who represents Deshaun Watson, and if a pitch is made to Deshaun Watson about, we want you to come influence for our brand, it happens to be the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia... where there is a lot of controversy surrounding the amount of money being spent on sports and various other things, to put it mildly. Wouldn't you think the guy in the NFL who would be least interested in that would be a guy who's already spent like the last 3 years embroiled in controversy and would say, you know what I'd like to do? Just play football and have no one mention me other than when I throw touchdowns. Wouldn't you think that's what you would want if you're Deshaun Watson? Why would anyone think of all, he doesn't need to be an influencer. Why would you think this is the best way to enter into that space? I don't know.
Godspeed, Deshaun Watson. God willing.
You know, if he wants to watch soccer games, I mean, literally the team that he's that like pays his salary owns a soccer team here. He could have just driven down here, never had to leave the country. Could have just gone to a crew game, right? Why does he have to drive? Why does he have to fly all the way across the world to go see some soccer games?
No.
Come on.
I did some people, speaking of nothing, I don't know why I'm saying, speaking of, we weren't talking about it. We weren't talking about food or pizza.
Okay.
But I just saw that Anthony's Pizzeria in Bexley has closed.
Oh.
Some people are saying it's been in the community for over 80 years.
Is that a news story, or did someone like message you on your personal phone?
But now I'm
seeing it on
local news websites.
Okay, so you're not killing this one off. You're not trying to like prematurely close it before it's actually
closed.
Wait
a second here. This says as of today, 4/17. It's the 25th.
What do you mean?
When did this shut down?
Well, I just went to their website and it says we are permanently closed. Thank you, everyone,
saw this on CMH's website. It says updated 4 hours ago, 1 minute read.
Oh.
And it's a story from a week ago.
Yeah, well, okay. They must have been maybe a little late to the game.
All right, R.I.P.
Maybe they were busy covering other things.
R.I.P. Anthony's Pizzeria, which I've never had, but it's been there for 80 years.
614 Now has a little article about this from a few days ago. And I'm looking at the picture of the pizza.
It's like New York style, right?
Yeah, I'm sad that I hadn't gone. That's on me.
Well, you had 80 years to go.
You know what? That's on me, guys. That's my bad. I should have been there. I blame myself.
I should have been there.
This is stuff I would have eaten, looks like. So
I mean, I've done the rounds in Bexley before, but I somehow missed Anthony's.
I guess you did.
The Rubino's. That's no good. And you got the Bexley Pizza Plus and all that.
Did you do the TAT? It's just a little outside of Bexley.
TAT's like a restaurant.
But they've got,
I have been to TAT.
They're one of those places that has I believe a legitimate claim to the idea of being like one of the first true Columbus style pizza places. Them and Massey's both do the very thin slices that I think is the extra bit for the Columbus
style. Like strips.
Style. Yeah, they're super thin and long. Which I'm not against.
Super
I like
thin
it.
Thin and long.
Yeah. That looks not like thin and short.
Kermit's finger.
Thin and long.
Kermit's finger. Kermit the Frog had a very thin and long finger.
Yes, I know he did. That's not the reference point. I would like a stick of licorice would make sense
no,
or something. That's
I'm sorry.
That's skinny
I think
and
of Kermit's green
like a Twizzler
gangly finger.
You did you have any traumatic memories associated with
Maybe.
Kermit's finger?
I
just
don't
by
know.
A chance, is that what came to your mind
I
first?
Don't know.
Okay, just wondering.
My gym teacher was also a part-time puppeteer.
And his name was Kermit. Go figure.
NFL coaches are liars. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident blocking the right lane on southbound 315 at Lane Avenue. It will be stop and go traffic from Ackerman Road and a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, you know what you should do?
What's that?
You should go subscribe to the Common Man and T-Bone podcast.
Okay.
Not you.
Oh, I mean,
people who are listening.
I didn't know I had to say okay. I thought
there are many people out. I don't know what I was going to say. Go to wherever you get your audio. Search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I may or may not have just recorded some new podcast ads for Care.
Oh, look at you.
One of them involves the Queen. The Queen is there.
Oh, look at that.
She's bringing up Lord Beavacqueef.
Very good.
I don't know if that's on the podcast feed yet, but I know that I cut that spot this week, so it'll be there soon. And you want to know why you should go to Care, and they're not, this is extra for Care.
Oh, okay, extra Care.
Okay, is that they say to me, make the podcast spots as ridiculous as you want.
Yes.
And I love that type of guidance, because a lot of these sponsors, very stuck up. Well, we don't know if we want that representing our brand. You're getting me. You're paying for me.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it.
That is nice that Care does that. I will further that by saying the amount of calls, I'm sure you've been on these calls, I've been on these calls, where we're told by people, they're like, yeah, we get it. You guys are kind of goofy and out there, and you like to just kind of have fun on the radio, and that's why we want you to talk about whatever. And then we say, okay, and then we'll record a commercial for them. And then they'll immediately like, well, we'll hear from the salespeople like, yeah, they ran away. They like ran away screaming.
Yeah,
they were so terrified.
Well, what was it? Oh, you said but. You said but.
I was using it as a conjunction. Like, you may not want to do this, but you could do that. Like, I wasn't even saying it in the naughty way. And they were like, get away from them. And so it's refreshing when there is a company that says, we like your silliness.
Dude, I remember years ago, it was me and Torg cutting a spot for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget the exact reason why, but we were pissed off because we either weren't told about it in advance or something happened. And so our production coordinator, Bob Taylor, said, hey, guys, I need you to cut this spot. And we were in a very foul mood. So we decided, all right, we're going to cut the worst spot we've ever cut.
Okay.
It was monotone. It was, yeah, hey, if you got nothing to do, go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And it was the most ridiculous spot ever. And at the end of it, we threw in the line, hey, Osama bin Laden, we're glad you're dead. Because they had just killed him.
God. Okay.
All right. And Bob is making the commercial. And Bob, you know, he's a rule follower. He said, yeah, you can't say we're glad you're dead. And I said, we can't say Osama bin Laden, we're glad you're dead? Then what are we doing here?
I think you can't. Right.
There's anyone, it's like, hey, man, you can't say Hitler, I'm glad you're dead. I think I can.
I think we can. I think it's actually encouraged to say, yeah, I just want everybody to know we don't like Hitler and he sucks.
And so we sent it off. He's like, okay, I guess you're right. So we sent it off to the ad agency or Buffalo Wild Wings directly, whatever it was. And the note we got back was, you can't say,
yeah,
we're glad you're dead. Why? And we pushed back. We said, why? And then they said, good answer. And then they ran it.
Did they really?
Yeah, they ran it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because they realized, like, well, I guess, yeah, I guess we can say we're glad he's dead. Yeah, but not anybody else. Not like,
yeah.
I'm not saying, I didn't say Stu from Gahanna, we're glad you're dead. I said Osama bin Laden, we're glad you're dead. I don't know.
Can you imagine if you just sat down, though, to a big plate of, like, wings from, at that time, Buffalo Wild Wings, and you were eating it, and it was like, anyway, Buffalo Wild Wings, suck it, Stu from Gahanna, and you're just like, that's my dad. I guess I can't eat these wings now. It's too bad.
What did I tease? Oh, NFL coaches are liars. Now you read
that's
the
my part where I read. So this is from Dave Canales, who is the new head coach for
the Panthers.
Yes. And there is a recruit by the name of Xavier Leggett, who played for South Carolina. Very good player, expected to go probably late first round. And he was asked about, there was a discussion about, you know, where he thinks that, you know, he'd be able to go. And he said that the Panthers told him, we will draft you if you're there in the second round. And so then, of course, reporters heard of this, said, oh, okay, well, let's go talk to Dave Canales about this. And he said, oh, yeah, I said that to him and 50 other guys, which, what he's saying is,
no, they all do it.
We're picking in the second round. If any of the first rounders, if Caleb Williams is there,
Marvin Harrison,
we'll draft you. Yes.
We really like you. If you fall to the second round, we got
right,
you.
Right.
We got you in Carolina.
More or less saying, yeah, if you're there, then we will draft you. If you're at a position where we don't think you're going to be there. He's saying essentially that we don't think a lot of these guys, they're too good to be here, but if we get them, if they land to us, we will draft them.
All right, I got some tidbit stories for you. First one's for you, Teddy, which, by the way, have been very quiet today. What are you doing over there?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How was your day off yesterday?
It was fantastic.
What'd you eat?
I actually went to a little place called Arby's.
Yeah, did you have the roast beef?
I had two classic roast beef
sandwiches. Don't believe you. Did you save one for later?
No, I ate them all at once with a medium curly fry is what I had.
Teddy.
That's a meal, Teddy.
What happened? Hmm? You okay?
It's a good meal. It's not that many calories. It's fine.
No, see, I'm, if for people don't know, Ted Holbrook is very much a stickler to, like,
he's
serving
very regimented.
Sizes.
Very regimented.
When we get a bag of chips, if it's got 7 servings on it, he will eat the amount of chips it says for a serving size. He will roll the bag up, put a little piece of tape or whatever on it, chip clip, and then that's it. And then the next day, he will open it up again, get another little serving. That's how Ted rolls.
Too hot!
So if you're going to eat 2 roast beefs?
I did, yes.
I'm happy. To me, they are like a double. You should do a double serving of those. That's just, that's how they, that makes sense to me. But good for you, Ted.
It's a good meal, yes.
How much did that run you?
Well, they had a $18. Special in the app. It was like if you bought one sandwich, you got one free.
Oh, so, that's good.
But the sandwiches are like 4 something, I think. And then I got the fry, which was a couple dollars. So I think it was, what, $6, $7? No, that's all I got.
So you know, $6, $7, no drink.
Yes.
Can I tell you, I think I'm sure in a boardroom somewhere, the Arby's people said, we can't keep doing back when it was $5 for $5 and $5 for $5.50. Yeah. You could get Arby's or beef and cheddars for like $5, five of them. They probably at some point said, if we sell these things for $1, people are going to think they're cheap. We want these to seem like really good products, and they're delicious. So we need to charge more so people think they're a premium product. And guess what happens when you do that? I go less. Like, I'm not saying your profit margins aren't better. I'm saying I'm not going as often. If you're selling me roast beef $5 for $5, I'm there as often as I can be because I know that's a good deal.
You know what I had for the first time today in probably 10 years? It's not usually in my rotation because I just said I had it for the first time in 10 years.
Obviously.
I had a daily double at McDonald's.
What is a daily double?
A daily double is the two beef patties.
Yeah.
One slice of cheese and then lettuce, tomato, and onion.
Oh, and okay. Mayo. So they make it more like a mayo, right?
Yeah,
so
with mayo.
It's so they're usually the ketchup, mustard, pickles kind of brand.
And it's the bigger onions that you would find on the quarter pounder, not the small little rabbit poo onions on the other stuff.
The minced onions.
I got to tell you, delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Is that what the Arch Deluxe was trying to be back in the day?
No,
is
the Arch Deluxe had barbecue sauce and bacon.
Oh, it did.
Was it barbecue sauce? It was like a honey mustardy type of.
I don't remember what it was.
Smoky sauce.
I remember I didn't eat it because I was a kid and I was like, ew, it's got things on it.
No, I'm telling you, daily double, worth your time.
All right. Yeah, because
there's no pickle on it, so you're all right.
I like to go there and sub the mayo and lettuce on. Just like a quarter pound with cheese, I'll get it with lettuce, mayo, and bacon. It's great.
That's good value.
All right. Well,
and they're doing something in the app today with 10 free McNuggets. So I bought a daily double.
Yeah.
I bought a large drink, and I got my 10-piece McNuggets for free. And I was out of there for $4.
Now, that's
lunch.
I'm jealous.
I'm just saying. I was satisfied. I mean, I could have had double that amount of food.
Well, I know, but that's you were filled up. That's good.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. Degenerate T-bone. Maybe you say, my pocket's too heavy.
Well, I
have too many doubloons in my pocket.
Doubloons?
Doubloons?
Doubloons.
Yeah.
Spanish? Doubloons?
I don't know.
I feel like that's where they came from.
Too many gold coins in my pocket. Don't worry. T-Bone will help you lose.
Okay.
Coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the right lane on southbound Cleveland Avenue at Morse Road. Emergency crews are on scene causing delay, and you'll find a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident blocking the right lane on westbound 270 after Sawmill Road, and that's on the North Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. It's Car Care Month, and Summit Racing has what you need for bumper-to-bumper care. Revive the interior, exterior, underhood, and more. Shop summitracing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/5/24. I'm Nicole for 97.1.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
You know, speaking of that, I've had a lot of people get in touch with me saying that the new breakfast burrito at Wendy's is the best breakfast burrito they've ever had. It comes with a packet of Cholula sauce. I remember announcing that it was coming, but I haven't tried it yet. Have you tried it?
I have not tried it either, sadly, and I feel like I've dropped the ball. The cinnamon, you know, the little Cinnabon twist thing that they have there, those are great, but I've not done the burrito.
And the mistake that they make with that is that if you watch the commercial for the Cinnabon pull-apart, whatever the hell they call it, they make it sound like it's only a breakfast item. You can get it all day.
You get it all day long. Yeah. That's another thing that I've started coming around on with Taco Bell, as we've talked about. I just went this morning and got a Crunchwrap, breakfast Crunchwrap, which I love at Taco Bell. But you can get all their menu all the time. I got nacho fries with it, dude. Change your life.
They drop them fresh?
I was the first one. They said, sorry, you're going to have to wait a few minutes. You're the first one who's ordered nacho fries. So that means they made me a fresh batch. I got piping hot nacho fries.
Good.
As good as I've ever had. I'm telling you, those in the morning, game changer.
And you were the first one, not just for the day. Today's the first day they're back.
Is today the first day they're back?
Yes, today's the first day they're back. It's the 25th.
I got right in there. Oh, yeah, because they have that, now they've got that whole...
They got a new one with a special sauce and...
The aardvark, quiet aardvark sauce, yeah.
Secret aardvark.
Secret, whatever.
Yeah.
secret, quiet. It's all the same.
Common Man and T-Bones.
Degenerate T-Bone.
T-Bone's Picks for the Weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites, providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
Well, man, I got to let you in on the biggest secret. I don't think it's a secret. Everybody knows this if you listen to this show. If you're not at least checking in on the White Sox every single game to bet against them right now, folks, you're missing out. Fish, our program director, has been doing this, and today offered to buy the entire office lunch.
Yeah, he said, what do you want? He said, it's on the White Sox. And I said, what do you mean it's on the White Sox? He's won so much money fading the White Sox,
yeah,
that he was ready to buy the whole staff lunch.
If you're not aware, White Sox lost again today to the Twins. They got swept. Of course, they got swept. They've won 3 games out of 25 this year. So, let's take a look at the White Sox schedule coming up. Tomorrow, they start a 3-game set with the Rays. Now, you might be saying, if you're not following any baseball, hey, are the Rays any good? They might be. They're 500. They're dead last in the AL East right now. Place. But that doesn't, I don't know what that means yet, because we don't know what the AL East is, and it's early. But They're a last-place team that's 500 right now. Not exactly world beaters. Then they play the Twins, who, of course, they just lost to. Twins, with the sweep, have got themselves 2 games under 500, but they're not quite there. St. Louis, the Cardinals are up next. They do go on the road to face the Cardinals. Cardinals have been, for them, pretty disappointing this year. Everybody kind of thought they were going to be bad anyway. They're under 500. The Rays, again, who are, like I said, currently at 500. And then they play the Guardians, which, of course, is the best team in baseball right now. So, at least the hottest team for sure. So, what I'm saying is the Sox are 3-25, and you look at who they're about to play and go, well, maybe they could get some wins there. These aren't, like, world-beating teams. Everyone's a world-beater against the White Sox right now until something changes. So, you might take a look every single morning and just figure out what you want to do there. But if you're not at least thinking about it in your gambling portfolio, if you are a sports bettor, you're missing out, fading the White Sox.
Also, I have one thing about that White Sox game tomorrow night. Remind me when you're done.
Okay,
I'll tell you.
We'll do. NBA playoffs tonight, of course. Well, actually, let's pause there. I will give you some NBA playoff stuff. I saw an article that I wanted to bring to your attention because the odds on who's going to get picked second overall in the NFL draft are clearly out there. Of course, that's something you can bet on as well. Right now, with the second pick, it is obviously the Commanders pick. And Jaden Daniels from LSU is the odds-on favorite. He is minus 1,000. So you
haven't have, they told him that they're taking
yes,
him?
Yes. It's pretty much a done deal. But as of 6 days ago, the line for him and Drake May from North Carolina was both minus 115. So now what I'm saying is there's no reason to even really bother with this. Drake May's odds are technically 6-1. I don't know why you would bet that. But I wanted to bring this to your attention because then you can also bet on if the Commanders are going to make that pick, if someone else is going to make that pick, whatever. Obviously, it looks like they've already planned that out and know what's going to happen. Here's the thing that got me. This article is from Mike Florio. Here's the sentence at the end that was the kicker for you. The most likely outcome, then, is the Commanders taking Daniels at number 2. The less likely, but still possible outcome, is someone makes a deal with the Commanders to go get Jaden Daniels. Yes, thank you, Mike Florio, for explaining how scenarios work, where it's either this will happen or that will happen. He does this every stinking time.
A comet could crash into Earth tomorrow.
You're right.
Or tonight when the draft happens.
He didn't cover every single base in that article, so it's kind of stupid. On the docket tonight, there are 3 NBA playoff games. Now, I know a lot of you are going to be watching the NFL draft. Maybe you're betting that. But if you want to actually bet on some games that are happening, Cavs taking on the Magic in Orlando. That is game 3. Cleveland leads that one 2-0. The Cavs are a 2.5-point dog here on the road. And I'm about to tell you why that's a pattern. Cavs lead the series 2-0. They're a 2.5-point dog on the road. Knicks lead their series 2-0 against the Sixers. They are 5.5-point dog in game 3 going to Philadelphia despite having the 2-game lead. And then tonight, the late game, Denver, the Nuggets, defending champs, taking on the Lakers. Denver has a 2-game lead. The Lakers are a 1.5-point favorite at home, hosting the Nuggets. So all these 2-0 teams going on the road in the playoffs, and they're all underdogs tonight. It's not possible. Well, it's not, of course it's possible. It's not likely all three of those teams win those games. But I look at them. The Cavs have their defense figured out against the Magic. They're a solid bet. I would take the money line plus 120 there. The Knicks, they got some benefits of bad calls against the Sixers in their last game. Joel Embiid is hurt and is not going to be effective. I think the Knicks win that game on the road. And the Nuggets are going to beat the Lakers because that's what the Nuggets do. They beat the Lakers. That's just, what is it? It's like 11 straight games they've lost to the Nuggets, the Lakers have. So it would make sense to take all three of those teams straight up money line. And if you parlay it, that is some good cash.
All right, Rays, White Sox tomorrow night at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago.
Okay.
White Sox are 3-22. Rays are in last place. They have a very limited fan base as it is. This is one of those Apple TV Plus games.
Oh,
I'm telling you, there will be less than 50 people nationwide streaming this game.
Well, no one.
I'm telling you,
no one in Chicago is going to go or watch it.
No,
right?
No, right now it says tickets as low as $1 on the secondary market.
The only reason you would go, the one reason is if you have like a large family of little kids who just love baseball, and you know it's going to be a night. Okay. But it's going to be a nightmare to take them to a real game where there's going to be lots of people. You take them to this one, and they can just run around.
Fine.
There's nothing to do.
Right. I'm just saying, there's going to be less than 50 people streaming this game. I don't know who the announcers are for this game, but you're talking to yourself. May as well drop a couple F-bombs. No one's listening.
While you're on Apple TV, you can do that anyway.
Fat Boy Food Tap! If you're saying, is this just a food show now that sometimes dabbles in sports? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Fat Boy Food Tip next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute slowdown on northbound 270 on the east outer belt between 33 and I-70. And some more stop-and-go traffic is causing a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at Ohio Basement Authority. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
It is Name That Hole Thursday. Tweet us your hole stories at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. It's NFL Draft Day. It's hole day.
A-hole.
It's always food day.
That's true. I'm as Paul Keels mentioned there in the Sports Center, I'm very excited to watch yet another first round of the NFL draft where my Cleveland Browns do not have a selection. It's okay, though, because we got our quarterback.
Well, and your quarterback has a new deal.
What do you mean?
He is an influencer.
Right, yeah.
He is a new influencer. This is a real story with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Deshaun Watson is, yeah.
Yeah, he took a tour. He was posting on social media about how wonderful it was and how, God willing, one day an NFL game will be played in the kingdom. Let him live, man. I don't, nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, don't we have the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia essentially sponsoring the Women's World Cup? Don't we have that?
Did we have that? I think you're right. Yeah. Because that was, yes, I think you're right.
So, hey.
Is that one that's coming up?
I don't know.
Whatever, yeah.
Teddy can look that
up. Not good.
Well, I don't care. I'm done.
Well, I'm saying, like, I don't think it's good when governments are sponsoring these things and, like, putting all their stuff out there. I'm just saying.
I just live here. I just live and breathe. I don't have opinions on anything anymore.
No?
It is time for Fat Boy Food Tap.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
I was reading an article today about international fast food franchises that are starting to make a mark in North America. One sort of caught my eye.
Okay.
It's called Jollibee. Have you heard of Jollibee before?
I didn't know this is where you were going, but when you said fast food franchises from outside the U.S. that wanted to make a play in the U.S., I said, I hope he's about to say Jollibee.
Where have you come across Jollibee?
I randomly, just this past week, saw a news story on it where someone was talking about
okay.
how... this is a thing that is it? I'm trying to remember which country it's is originally
from the Philippines.
From. Yes. So how people in the Philippines, this is like comfort food for them around the world. Anywhere you go, if you see one of these, just know that this is something that like people seek out if they are from the Philippines, because it's like a McDonald's.
It is the largest fast food chain in the Philippines. They have 72 locations now in America, with plans to open 500 more stores in North America by the end of the decade. Okay?
Yeah.
It is a chicken place. It's best known for its signature fried chicken. Mm-hmm. Aside from its Chicken Joy, fried chicken is what they call it, the chain brings a taste of home of its home country with menu items such as adobo rice,
oh yeah,
pilibok fiesta noodles, and ube pie. I don't know what any of those things are, but I'm interested in trying all of them.
Yes, absolutely right.
So bring a jalebi to Central Ohio.
Where's,
let's go.
Where's the closest? I just put in...
I don't know. It has 72 locations in the country.
Okay. Well, I got to find out. I got to find a map. I was looking at the menu. So one thing I know what it was that I saw. It was a news story, and then it was, I want to say, Anthony Bourdain, may he rest in peace, once went to one of these places to try it out. And of course, if you like Anthony Bourdain and you like the way he did his, you know, reviews of food and things like that, you are not going to be surprised by the next sentence I said. He basically said, well, I don't do fast food. I made an exception for Jollibee. All so right. It's like, okay,
these guys do fast food.
I know. Yeah. But one of the things they also do is spaghetti, which I remember in this episode, he ordered spaghetti and the bucket of chicken. And then was eating both and said they were delicious. So he enjoyed them.
You know, I get a kick out of these guys, too. A lot of these chefs where it's like, I don't do fast food, man. My palate's too important. Now, excuse me. I have to go chain smoke. Okay.
Or go, excuse me. I'm about to go douse like every weekend just a gallon of liquor down my gullet. Right. Like that doesn't maybe burn your senses a little bit. The like just fire water you're drinking, which again, I smoke cigars for many, many years. I drink bourbon now. I love alcohol. I'm just saying the idea that your palate is cannot be messed with because you got to taste all these important flavors. Well, those two things seem like they might have an impact on that. Just a thought. The other thing I was going to tell you, speaking of international foods. So yesterday I'm at the Crew game.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Teddy, should I throw the invite out for this weekend? I'm not even going, but I'll invite him to the Crew game. I'm not going.
You have to go.
What do you mean I have to? But you can go. You don't have, it's not contingent on me.
I want to go with you.
Oh.
Crew in Montreal this weekend.
Yeah. They're playing Montreal here.
Yeah, Crew and Montreal.
Okay.
And the game is here.
So I'm at the game last night. Crew won 2-1 over Monterey. Very nice victory for the Crew. I'm at the tailgate. Someone comes up to me and my friends and says, hey, I heard you guys talking about meat pies and empanadas and all that this week on the show. And I said, of course, yeah.
How America needs more meat pies.
Yeah. And they said, that's funny. This is the second meat pie related conversation I've had today. And I said, oh? He said, yeah. Got to be my buddy over here. And I forget the gentleman's name I was introduced to, but he is from Bolivia. And he was touting the superiority of the Bolivian empanada-style food.
Every South American country does some version of this.
Yes. Theirs is called a salteña. And so it's baked empanada with a slightly spicy sauce, which is something that I think a lot of empanadas, you have to, some of them are doing that, some of them are not. This one, it is big on the sauce. So if you like a juicy, soggy, sopping wet empanada.
It's a multi-napkin affair.
Yeah, it's going to be messy, but it's probably delicious. They said this is the one to go for. He said the Bolivian one is the best, the salteña. The sauce contains olives, raisins, potatoes, and sometimes egg. But then either pork, beef, or chicken are mixed in with that sauce and other things. They're also vegetarian salteñas, if that's your deal. But I asked the gentleman I was introduced to, where is there in Columbus to get one of these? Where's the best place to go? And he said, come to me. I make the best. And I said, all right.
Well, you can't just knock on his door.
Well, I know. But I said, next time you're making one, let me know. So I got to go try this guy's empanada or salteñas. But the quest for great meat pies continues on this show. We will not be abated. We will continue until we find the best meat pies in the world.
Thank you, Bone.
I think we should travel for this. I think we should travel.
We're traveling for a lot of stuff. We're traveling to Spain, to go to McDonald's Spain mm-hmm. because we like their menu.
Well, we can knock out two birds with one stone because we've got in a few years the next big eclipse goes through there. So we could go Spain for eclipse and get some McDonald's while we're there.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, no.
Guess where my parents went for dinner last night?
Where'd they go?
Damon's in Myrtle Beach.
What?
Yes.
Buried the lead.
The Hillbillies went to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
They had the timeshare down there, and I said, go to Damon's.
They have a Damon's there?
Yes, they have a Damon's there. Get the onion loaf.
You're lying.
I said, no, I'm not. Here's the address.
Yeah.
Go. And last night, they sent me a picture. I don't know how it's possible. My parents have new iPhones, but every single picture they send me, it's like from 1974. It's grainy. It's out of focus.
Yeah, you
it's like they're in Antarctica.
Even though they have iPhones, you do have to hit the, like, you have to hit the screen once just to make it focus.
Well, I think how they take pictures is they just, like, wave their camera at the thing, quickly press it, and then wave it back. You have to wait for it to focus, geezers.
Right.
But they took a picture of their food last night. They had ribs. They had the onion loaf. They said it was wonderful.
Okay. Well, that is truly and honestly, I think what we need to do is throw some kind of bash, maybe at, I don't know if this has been used.
Bash at the beach.
Right. Maybe. For Wild Card Wednesday, so we could call it WCW Bash at the Beach. Could we not?
We could. Wild Card Wednesday.
Bash at the Beach. And we're going to have a bash where we just eat Damon's at Myrtle Beach.
Right.
And we're
not from there, so we're the outsiders.
Oh, we're the outsiders showing up to Bash at the Beach.
Right.
WCW Wild Card Wednesday. I love this idea. We should get t-shirts made. No one will sue us.
But anyway, my mom said to me last night,
why did this place close?
I don't know why it closed.
Why do any great restaurants close?
Because a bunch of uppity people decided they didn't want to eat at Damon's anymore. That is something that bugs the hell out of me. Look, I got nothing again. As a matter of fact, I love and I cherish our locally owned and operated businesses.
Absolutely.
Okay, I frequent many of them. I think they're fantastic. Small, not chain locations. Great stuff. They're doing wonderful things. But this notion that only local people work at those places. It's like, well, I want to go where local people work.
And
it's
make like, food
I,
and all
I
that.
I hate to break it to you. The people working at Damon's,
yes,
they all live locally here. They're all in your area.
Yeah. Whether you go to a one-off burger joint that's like making the best smash burgers ever, that's just like a hole in the wall.
Everybody's local.
Or if you go to White Castle and they make a great burger too, everyone who works there in this area, lives in this
area. Now, maybe the ownership is not local.
Sure.
But everybody working in that place depends on that place.
Well, in a White Castle, what a bad example to use, because White Castle and Wendy's are actually local.
They are here. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you know what? I feel bad that Damon's is gone. It warms my heart to know that if you go take a beach vacation in Myrtle Beach,
it lives.
I'll tell you what, it bumps it up the list of places I want to go for vacation by at least 10. I mean, I would have it further down the list that there was not a Damon's there. Now that I know there's Damon's, that might happen.
Also, what my father does is when he's in Myrtle Beach,
mm-hmm.
he'll take a picture of every political yard sign and send it to me.
Of what? Saying
you,
what?
You know what it says.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, what is his point of that? Like, he's just shocked like,
look,
that people...
Look at this!
Oh, that people vote just a certain look, way just, in certain just, parts of the country?
He always has to send it to me. He's always astonished. I see, you're in the South. What's the matter with you?
You know, if he's not careful, he might end up running a hot AC radio station someday.
That's not going to happen.
No. It's just for you.
Mm-hmm. I have nothing else to say to you.
Scared him to death. I love it. Good.
Mike Trout is doing Mike Trout things like Mike Trout has never done before. Mike Trout.
Mike Trout's...
How would the Westwood One guy say it?
Mike Trout.
Spoiler alert. Good.
Mike Trout doing Mike Trout things on the Big Wazoo.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic on southbound 71 on the north side between 670 and I-70. And watch for an accident that's blocking the right lane on southbound Cleveland Avenue at Morse Road. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Done.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
You're looking for a wonderful day out, nice out, or night out, something that's different from the norm. I want you to go see our friends at Hollywood Casino Columbus. More specifically, right in the middle of the casino there.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's in the round. It's waiting for you.
It's a giant round area. Some are calling it a circle. I don't know if I'd go that far. I haven't checked the full geometry, but the reality is, whatever shape you want to call it, it's the perfect spot for you if you want to place a wager on a game.
It is the 12,000 square foot sports book. They have two huge walls of TVs. All the action that you want, food, drink, everything is there for you. And if you want to win some cash, just bet against the White Sox. You will win cash.
Most of the time, that has seemed true.
Yes. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Mike Trout. There is a good chance that Mike Trout could play and retire and go down as one of the greatest hitters of all time, and we'll see him in 3 playoff games. Just not working out
shocking,
for him.
Shocking, right?
Now, you can read that a couple different ways. You can say, well, the Angels have not put the team around him to make him better, make the team's fate better.
Yeah.
Or he has not elevated the guys around him enough. He's just elevated himself. I don't necessarily believe in that, but some people say it. Mike Trout this year has 10 home runs. 10 home runs. He is doing Mike Trout things. 8 of them have been solo HR. So he has 10 home runs and 13 ribbies.
That is something. That's an impressively weird stat.
He's only hitting .237 this season, which is not very good. But the 10 home runs, the Angels are 10-15. That's so Angels. You have Mike Trout, 10 home runs, leading the league, 10-15.
Yeah, I guess I was going to say that whole discussion about does he elevate others around him, that kind of thing. They're in any sport, that can be difficult to quantify, but like, you know, in basketball, right? If you are drawing defenses to you, other guys who are presumably good players because they're in the NBA will get open more. And if you regularly find those guys, you can elevate their games. If you're an NFL player and maybe you're an offensive lineman, you're not a quarterback, whatever, but you make the plays you're supposed to and you pick up other guys next to you, you help them make the plays they're supposed to, that can pay off down the road. In Major League Baseball, it's a lot harder to pick up the guys around you because look no further than the fact that the other guy who's been on his team of recent, you know, vintage just until last year was a guy who does not only hit the ball extremely well, but throws it extremely well and is one of the best pitchers in the game in Shohei Ohtani when healthy. So they had both those guys on the roster, and how'd that work out for their playoff chances? Did it change it much? Their playoff fortunes? No.
No.
Fairly similar. So you can have not one, but two generational players, two guys that are probably no doubt Hall of Famers, and that did nothing for them as a playoff team. So I don't know that argument is fair. Now you can say in a game, he only gets home runs in this season. He's getting home runs in a way that only is when there's no one on base. The pressure's not on. If you want to make that case, then maybe he doesn't
Adam
do as well
Dunn
in pressure.
Special.
Sure. I don't think that's him, but if you want to have that discussion, that's fair for some players in Major League Baseball. But even with Adam Dunn, if he hits a bunch of home runs, they all have, when one guy's on the bag, that's fine. If you have enough guys getting on base enough times, he will eventually hit home runs that guys are on base for.
Here's my hot take, and I've heard other people say this too. I'm not the only one saying it, but Mike Trout's 32 years old. I think he understands now, realistically, he's not going to win with the Angels.
Yeah.
He has resisted all movement up to this point. He's been very happy where he is. I am telling you, trade deadline this season, he's going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, you think he's going home?
Take it to the bank.
Yeah.
He is going. They have a team that I think can win the World Series, Philadelphia. They are one of the only teams, I think, that would take on the majority of that contract, and it would be the Kings' welcome home. Yeah, he's from that area.
They want him. That's been a thing for a while. I don't think you're entirely off.
I'm telling
base
you,
there.
He's going.
I'd love to. I don't know that I'd love to see it because I hate the Phillies, but I'm just saying for him, I'd love to see what he could do in the playoffs.
He has a no movement clause. Of course, he has all the power. So if he doesn't want to go someplace, he's not going. And I'm not saying he's going anywhere. Like if the Yankees call, I think he sticks in L.A. with the Angels.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to Philadelphia. And then you will have him going home and you'll have him playing center field and Bryce Harper, the guy that he's always been compared with.
Yeah.
Because they were in the same class playing first base.
It's incredible.
For the Phillies as they try and win a World Series.
What a lineup that would be, too. Now, can I just throw out a little bit of a, I don't know, discussion point here? What do we actually want from like pro players, from Major League Baseball players, from just pro athletes in general? Because you're right that it is a shame we haven't got to see him in more playoff situations to properly grade him on all-time greatness.
And that's
when
important,
it comes
man.
To that. I think it's important.
Your performance in the playoffs is important.
I think it's important. I agree with you. However, a lot of the people who bring up that thing and say, but that guy never did anything in the playoffs, so he's no good. Meh. Those same people will then say, I hate it that these players are so disloyal, chasing rings, always trying to find the right spot for them. Why? Whatever happened to loyalty? So
you're right.
I don't know which way we're going on Mike Trout here. If at one point we're saying, why don't players stay loyal? Mike Trout is extremely loyal. He's doing everything you're talking about. Not you, but people talk about all the time. Then if he does that and the team just so happens to never really build around him, he gets labeled the guy who didn't want to win. Kevin Garnett had that, right? Where he was in Minnesota and they were good, but never great. And they never really got to a point where he could go. I mean, they made the playoffs and stuff like that, but it was not an organization that was built to win titles.
That's why
with him.
He had to go to Boston.
Yeah.
So he
but
could win.
But then he was one of the guys that was first seen as you're going to Boston to go play with Paul Pierce and you're trying to Rajon Rondo, you're trying to build this
Ray Allen. Yeah, too.
And yeah, him too, right? All those guys. And you're trying to chase something because you can't do it yourself. Well, but if he doesn't go, then you're not getting to judge him properly in the playoffs. Is that it? Like, I don't know which way we go. I know Mike Trout's an extreme example of that.
It's almost like as human beings, we are very, very flawed creatures.
Yes.
Right?
I
mean,
it is. It
look,
is.
Just acknowledge that we're all a bunch of hypocrites and let's laugh at each other.
Well, that's right. That's why I say I think it's not worth getting worked up sometimes about, is Mike Trout great? Is he the best? You know what? I don't know. Well, we may never know with that playoff thing, unless what you just said comes to fruition this year. But even then, if he does and he mashes in the playoffs, what are they going to say? Yeah, but look who's around him. Look at all these guys in this lineup. Look at how great this team is. Anybody could hit on this lineup.
Maybe,
you know what I mean?
Maybe some people will say that. Other people will say, see, we knew.
Well, you're right.
We knew he could do this. He just never got the stage to do it.
I'm just saying that is the thing that he is being criticized for not doing. LeBron James is criticized for doing too much.
I'm aware.
And I know there's balance. There's always balance to that, but
we are deeply flawed as human beings. Good thing you and I, perfect.
Every way.
Name That Hole, coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some slower traffic causing a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. And there's a 20-minute slowdown on northbound 270 on the east outer belt between 33 and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man and T-Bone present Name That Hole.
All right, friends. You text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. You tell us a story. We then read that story. We evaluate the story. We determine if there is a hole involved. Mm-hmm. You can be an A-hole.
A-hole.
Step up is a B-hole.
B-hole.
The worst is a C-hole.
C-hole.
There is a good chance, though, it's just a misunderstanding, and there is no hole.
No hole.
We will go here. Who sent this to me? There's no name on here.
All right.
Last Friday, while scrolling through X, I stumbled upon what I believe to be a fascinating graph that compared national inflation to fast food price inflation.
Okay.
As fast food discussion is a staple on the show, I did what any responsible person would do and shared the graph for discussion during Fat Boy Food Tips.
Yes.
Imagine my surprise, much like my wife's surprise when pee-pee do worky, when the graph was discussed at length with no mention of the kind-hearted listener who relayed the graph to the show. I didn't share it for the glory, I didn't share it for the fame, but I was a humble middleman named Derek Davis. But damn it, I was ready for my name to grace the airwaves of the show I listen to every day, sometimes even during the intimate times with the wife.
Hmm.
Are you guys any kind of hole for not naming this kind listener for sharing, or am I the hole, for ruining Common Man's Day for sharing how these fast food companies are committing highway robbery? In all seriousness, love you guys. Thanks for bringing me joy, money. Yeah, all right. Let's get to the task at hand.
Number one, I try to mention it. If I did, I'm sure I didn't. I'm sure.
Well, I mean, he would remember it
if I didn't. So I will say I can fully wear being the hole for omitting that. You're right. I should have definitely mentioned your name.
Is that the source? Did you get it from a listener? Did you get it from him, or did you find it on your own?
I had this tweeted to us by a few people, and I saw it as well being tweeted around the internet. But yeah, I know during the show,
right,
I wasn't the only one
who sent it to you. Other listeners did as well.
No. I am saying I was reminded of it during the show by a listener, and I do not remember which listener it was. But I know I had seen it previous to that. I had thought I should bring this up on the show today. And then when it popped into my Twitter, I said, yeah, oh, that thing. I got to bring that up.
I'm going to say, as much as I love to crap on you, I would say no hole. You are no hole.
You can make me the hole. It's fine.
Teddy's got the final vote here. Is he a hole or he's not a hole?
I'm going to say there's a hole there because even if it wasn't this guy that had tweeted during the show, he's admitting that somebody did.
And that person didn't get credit. But here's the other thing, too.
We will get
15 texts or tweets with the same information, and everybody who sent it thinks they're the only one who sent it.
No.
So what are we supposed to do? Just name off all 15 names?
But he's right that he probably sent it, and then we talked about it almost immediately. That would be a very clear indication that it came from him.
All right, fine. I'm overruled. A-hole for Bone.
A-hole.
I will be clear. You're saying I'm not an A-hole, and I'm like, shut up, I'm an A-hole. That's what's happening.
All right, next
and Ted's
one.
Like, oh, man, yeah. J-Bone's right. He sucks.
My wife and I are on our 15th year of marriage. One of her friends gave us a set of cutting boards as a gift. That friend passed away soon after.
Okay.
I mentioned recently that it's about time to get some new boards. She feels it's like dishonoring her friend's memory if we get some new ones and yelled at me for even mentioning it. I bought a new board and put it next to the old ones. Am I a hole? No, I mean, it's 15 years.
Hang on. I think if you asked and then...
But she's not being reasonable. They need new cutting boards. They're probably full of bacteria. They're disgusting.
Fair enough.
He said, we don't have to throw these away, but I think we should get a new one to place next to the old ones.
Okay, was that the initial conversation? Because if she had said, like, don't get rid of my cutting boards. They mean something to me because of my dearly departed friend.
He said, I bought a new board and put it next to the old ones.
I know that. But if the original conversation was, I want to keep this cutting board. This is sentimental to me. And then he goes like, oh, looky here, a brand new cutting board. Like, maybe that, hopefully that was a discussion of, could I buy a new one and we can share both.
On the information that we currently have.
I would say if your wife said it was very sentimental to her, and then you said, I'm just going to put a new cutting board next to it and show her how stupid she's being. That may not be the nicest way to get your point across. So minor hole.
I say no hole. Teddy, what do you say?
I'm with Bone. That's a minor hole.
Like a lightest of light A-hole.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like light lemonade. You know, you are technically drinking something other than water, but just barely.
Yeah.
You're just barely above the board. All right. This one comes from Afternoon Cheese Sauce. Thank you. He said, am I the hole for starting a fight in the friend group by accident? When I drive, I have a heavy foot. I have ticket money. Doesn't mean I want a ticket, but I can pay the ticket. Must be nice. Every time I get stuck behind someone camping in that far left lane, should be going, don't do this, should be going a minimum of 85 in a 65, 90 in a 70. All right. It's always three types of people. Someone texting, an old dude who just doesn't give a flying F anymore, or a middle-aged woman. Now, this is his opinion. I drive the freeway 7 days a week for a good amount of time. On a road trip with a friend group, I called out that it was a woman holding up the line and causing more traffic. We had walkie-talkies to quickly communicate with one another. When I said it, two of the wives in the group got pissed. The others laughed. Finally, after we were able to pass in the right lane, I was right, which got the two even more pissed. It was a two-hour drive. Then it was an argument the entire ride and even during dinner. So he's asking if he's the hole for inadvertently starting that argument.
Yeah, I think you have to know your audience. You know you're in mixed company. You're not just with the dudes. So I'm going to say you should have known better. You're an a-hole.
Right. And also, like, yeah, I mean, it's not always that. It may be that that's what your experience is.
It just so happened he was right. That's fine. But
yeah,
still,
right.
You have to know your audience. So yeah. I say a-hole. Teddy?
I definitely say a-hole.
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 There you go. Yeah, you got to know when you're in that group, there's just times where you don't bring stuff up. You're not trying to start a fight.
Teddy, give me one more.
All right, this one comes to us from Top Hat. And they say in their neighborhood, they live in an HOA-regulated community.
Oh.
They live on a cul-de-sac. And in that cul-de-sac, there's like a community island that's in there. And about once a month, the neighbors decide to, or a neighbor decides to have a little party out there. It's not for like all the other neighbors. It's
they just take over the whole cul-de-sac.
They come in. And it's not like a crazy party. It's a more of a like a religious sort of deal where they have a little Bible meeting kind of a thing. So they're not getting
rowdy. And
exactly.
Right, okay.
Getting all drunk. But it's people from out of the neighborhood. So they come in, they sort of take over. And at first, there's just a few people. And then now it's gotten up to the point where it's closer to like 25, 30 people, and there's several cars taking over this area. And this person's upset. You know, they're like, hey, what can I do? Maybe should I just like report them? And it's, you know, it's happening once a month, but it's got to the point now where it's a nuisance to get in and out of the neighborhood now with all these cars. So they want to know, are they an a-hole for thinking they need to try to break this up?
That's a tough call.
I think you can have a regular conversation with the neighbor and say, you know, this gathering has gotten just a little bit too big, I think. We're having some problems getting in and out of the driveways and the cul-de-sac. You think maybe because it's so big now, you can move it someplace else. I don't think that's a hole.
No, I think it's reasonable to go have a conversation. Now, I think what would make you a hole in that situation is if, like, the day before that one, you had like another gathering that was whatever they're doing. It was like the very loud and boisterous opposite of that.
Yeah. So like you like burning a goat with a pentagram.
Right. If that's what you were doing to then say, oh, I guess we're just having gatherings now, huh? It's just public space.
Well, I mean, you do it. I'm doing it.
That's by the way, that's called the Tim Hall. What I just described. He would not confront the person directly. He would indirectly do something to make it absolutely clear that he didn't like it.
Yes.
But would not confront the situation. That's 100% right.
I'm going to say no hole. What do you say?
No hole. Go talk to him. Yeah.
Teddy? No hole.
No hole.
Thank you. Backpage coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident on the left shoulder of westbound 670 at Leonard Avenue, causing a 5-minute slowdown. And there's a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the west side at 270 to watch out for. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership, make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, my sopping wet empanadas.
You are all decked out today in your LeVar Arrington retro Washington, at the time, Redskins jersey.
Yes, I am.
You're ready for the draft.
Yes, we are ready. Ready for tonight.
Ready to draft a quarterback at 2.
Yeah, this was the number 2 overall pick.
LeVar Arrington.
In the year 2000.
Who was the number 1 pick?
Courtney Brown.
Also.
Also, Penn State.
Yeah.
That's shocking, you know?
Back-to-back linebackers.
Back-to-back, you know, defensive end linebacker, LBs, whatever, rushers. And from the same school to go 1 and 2 overall. And one of those players is not a quarterback. You'd think if you'd have any shot of doing that. Ohio State had Bosa and Okuda 2 and 3 recently, and Joe Burrow was the number one overall pick of that draft. But I mean, since he wasn't at Ohio State most recently, you can't really count that as the same type of thing.
Who was the quarterback for the Washington football team that year?
There were I know a couple years later, you know, it might have been Patrick Ramsey. And I don't think Patrick Ramsey had more than a 2-year stint, but Danny Warfel would have been in the mix there. Shane Matthews Band would have been.
My guy, Shane Matthews.
Little baby.
Was it Spurrier? Yeah. Was that Spurrier year?
Spurrier was 02 and 03, so he wasn't 2000.
We had a kid go down there and push the kid, started a melee.
I'm trying to think of who would have been before Spurrier, because right after Joe Gibbs was back.
Werfel and Shane Matthews, they were
Florida Gators.
Florida guys. They were Florida guys.
I don't know if Spurrier brought both of them in, though. I'm not sure. One of them might have already been there.
The Werfels, Danny and siblings, put out an album or two.
Did they really?
Yes, of religious hymns and holiday songs. If you
oh boy,
well, if you search Danny Werfel,
I don't know if we'll be doing that.
You'll see that.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a good one. Man.
Yeah, Timmy. I don't know if we'll be doing that either. I'm not. Probably
Does it rival Tim McCarver?
Did Tim do one?
McCarver did one.
I thought Tim McCarver did
a religious album.
Not a religious album, but made an album.
Are you thinking of Joe West?
Might be thinking of Joe West.
Joe West definitely did. Are you thinking of Tim McGraw by chance? Because he made lots of albums. I just wanted to point out.
No, I'm not thinking of Tim McGraw.
Okay, yeah. No, Joe West made
albums.
Joe
West and Tim McCarver, not even close. Not even close to the same guy.
Right.
You got the Buckeye Show coming up, and the NFL Draft Preview Show, you and Tyvis double duty tonight, right?
Yes, so this will be good. We'll kind of do our normal Buckeye Show thing from 6 to 7. Pat Murphy, he'll do his beers and Buckeyes. I guess we'll be doing just draft beers and Buckeyes tonight.
I like it.
Yes. And then between 7 and 8, we'll have some guests that'll represent both the Bears and the Washington Commanders situation. So we'll get some
Who's representing
intel.
The Bears?
A couple of guests.
You're not going to tell me?
I'm not going to tell you. No, a couple of guests. We'll have Michael Jordan talking about the Bears.
All right.
And we'll have Mark Rippon talking about the Commanders.
Yes.
There we go. Talk about how his son sucks at quarterback.
Well, there you go.
Is that his son or is that his nephew?
Brett Rippon? I think that's his son.
Brett Rippon is the son?
Isn't that his son?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm looking it up right now.
I know his daughter.
Rippon.
His daughter played in the Lingerie Football League. That I know.
There we go.
Machu Picchu.
It says he is the nephew.
Oh, nephew. I'm sorry.
Quarterback Mark Rippon.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't test me Mark the Ripster knowledge.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Anything you want to plug other than mystery guests that you can't tell me about?
I don't think I do.
Okay. Great. We got an evening full of football and draft goodies tonight. I want you to keep it locked right here on The Fan. Right now, back page.
The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, Ryan Seacrest, sadly for him, maybe not sadly, back on the market. He was dating a gal by the name of Aubrey Page.
I don't know her.
They have been dating for 3 years. People Magazine has exclusively learned that they have decided to part ways, mutually agreed to go on and live their separate lives. They remain good friends, according to people who know things. Aubrey Page is 26 years old. Ryan Seacrest is 49.
All right.
Well,
one of the perks of stardom.
Of course.
Must be nice.
No. But what it is also Ryan Seacrest may be entering like Leo DiCaprio. Like he's like older Leo DiCaprio, even though I think he's younger than Leo, in the sense that he maybe is like 25, 26 range. Is like, sorry, honey, you're too old for me. I got to go get someone younger. But
Leo's into his 50s now. Is that right?
I think Leo gets him right off the turn.
Leo is like, hi, I heard it's your 18th birthday. You're now going to be part of the like group here. You're hanging out. And then by 23,
Leo's like,
right.
23? He broke up with him
so I'm saying,
4 years ago.
Like Ryan Seacrest calls Leo and is like, hey, in 4 years, could you give me a recommendation?
I think he's trying to get him checked into the senior assisted center by the time they approach 30.
That's exactly right.
Time to trade in for a new one.
Speaking of hot young people, Glenn Powell, who's a handsome Mang, who was in Top Gun, among many other things.
Is he Hangman?
I believe so. Yes, he's the other guy. Yeah, that's the nemesis guy.
Kind of the good guy slash villain at the same time.
Sure. Well, he is in a movie called Anyone But You, and he co-stars in the movie with Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
And she is very attractive. He is very handsome. And so the two actors, while they were doing all of their press tour, people noticed they were very flirtatious, very hands-on, seemed to be really getting along well. And this led to rumors that the two of them might be hooking up. Well, as it turns out, that buzz generated some buzz for the movie and got it in theaters. People are excited to watch it. Anyway, Glenn Powell has now confirmed to the New York Times that was all fiction. He said, yeah, that was a marketing ploy. We knew what we were doing. We just wanted to get people to see the movie. We're not dating or anything.
If I were him, though, I'd want to see how far I could take that fiction. You know?
Yeah.
Like you really have to get into it.
I don't to make see it, make how it real. Two attractive people who are in the movies together can't get it on, right? Because let's think about it every single day. Every single day you come to a set and you're made up to look like the best version of yourself.
Right, and you have probably been on some kind of workout program that is the physical aspect of it.
So you've never looked better. You've got people professionally styling you. And you are
great.
And you're playing a romantic lead with this other person that you're supposed to be intimate with.
I know.
I don't know how don't, at the end of the day, succumb to passion.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
The timeless art of seduction.
That's exactly right.
I guess the good thing for you and me, Mike, is that we're both ugly as sin. So we don't ever have to worry about that working together here.
You leap on each other.
Because apparently that's what happens. If you just work with someone attractive, you have to jump on top of them immediately.
Speak for yourself.
Yes, you do, Bone.
Speak for yourself.
Yes, you do.
You're looking pretty good to me right now.
I know, buddy. I know. I'm
going to take that crew zip up and... Mm.
What are you going to do with the timber?
Zip you up like a sausage.
We're going down a dark road.
Sausages typically get zipped?
Yes.
Okay.
Encased.
Okay. Encased. All right, that's fair.
With a nice sheep's intestine.
Mm.
No?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. All right. We were agreeing with you in silence.
Yes. Yeah, I understand. The nodding's hard for the radio, though.
Silent agreement is what we're doing.
Nodding's good. Yeah. Nodding's good.
Oh, you never do the silent thing.
No, never.
At the end of the show.
Buckeye Show's next draft preview at 7, and then first round coverage underway 8 o'clock tonight. We will see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some slower traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. And watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the south side at Greenlawn Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening, I'm Ryan Baker. First round of the NFL draft tonight in Detroit. The only Buckeye expected to go in the first round is wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. The Cincinnati Bengals on the clock at pick 18. For the third year in a row, the Cleveland Browns do not own a first round pick. You can hear the draft beginning at 8 right here on The Fan. Day baseball this afternoon, the Guardians beat the Red Sox 6-4. Jose Ramirez and Will Brennan hit homers for Cleveland. The Reds were shut out by Zach Wheeler and the Phillies 5-0. Nick Martinez takes the loss. The Columbus Clippers continue their series with Syracuse tonight at 6:35. NBA playoffs. The Cleveland Cavaliers looking for a 3-0 lead in their series with the Magic down in Orlando at 7. The 76ers host the Knicks at 7:30, and the Lakers host the Nuggets at 10. This one's sponsored by the Waterworks. Trust the pros at the Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit the Waterworks.com.